your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Kieran Corr.
Operation Stack has been put in place on the M20 to cope with traffic in Kent as industrial action has closed the port of Calais. Joe's got the latest for KMFM.
Well, my Ferrylink staff who are facing redundancy are staging the strike on the other side of the channel. No sailings are able to travel between the two at the moment. That's not expected to change until later in the day. Tim Waggett is chief exec at the port of Dover and has spoken to KMFM.
No ferries are running between Dover and Calais. Unfortunately, my Ferrylink vessels are all laid up. P&O can't operate. DFDS clearly can't operate to Calais, but DFDS are continuing to operate to Dunkirk. It's potentially significant disruption until it's resolved and the capacity returns to the marketplace, really. So until we get some form of resolution, we're in for a bit of a difficult time, I'm afraid. It's in all our interest to do as much as we possibly can for our customer base. Unfortunately, we just have to ask people to bear with us because it's a very difficult situation, obviously not of our making.
Because of the ferry problems, more freight lorries are heading to Eurotunnel and that's caused disruption on the M20. The motorway is closed between junctions 8 and 9 to allow freight waiting to cross to park up. You can stay tuned to the latest travel on KMFM.
A man's been jailed for stabbing his partner and her teenage boy in Sevenoaks. Paul Javot was arrested after the pair suffered serious injuries at the victim's home last September. The 53-year-old from Wilmer Way in Seal admitted two counts of wounding with intent and has been sentenced to 9.5 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
It's hoped new guidelines aimed at speeding up how cancer is diagnosed could save thousands of lives in England every year. GPs will be able to order tests immediately for patients with symptoms instead of having to refer them to a specialist. Sarah Jarvis is a family doctor. She says it'll help those showing more subtle signs of the disease.
If somebody comes in with, say, an enormous lump in their breast, we are not going to delay. At the other end, you've got the really unusual cancer. So what this is doing is to allow us to cut through, to look at the patients who are unlikely to have cancer, have a low chance of cancer, but don't have no chance of cancer.
Two pensioners have been treated for shock after the car they were travelling in hit a store in Gravesend. Emergency crews were called to Echo Supermarket in Cross Lane, where it happened yesterday afternoon, after the vehicle mounted the pavement. The pair managed to escape serious injuries. Three people have been quizzed by police after a multi-million pound cannabis factory was found in Gravesend. 1,600 plants were discovered in a building at Canal Basin last Wednesday. Two men from Kent and a woman from Essex have been bailed while investigations continue. A leading airline has promised to make changes to some of its planes after residents in West Kent complained about a disturbing high-pitched noise. British Airways says their Airbus A320s will be upgraded within the next 2 years. It follows a campaign by Tunbridge Wells MP Greg Clark, who had been contacted by people living under the Gatwick flight path.
Some people are very sensitive to it and it really does, you know, make their lives a misery. They can't sleep at night because of it. And given that it is now straightforward to be able to eradicate, you know, airlines do have a responsibility to the communities that they fly over, as well as their customers.
And Brian Connolly's taking to the stage in Kent tonight. He's playing the lead role in musical Barnum, which tells the story about the man who founded the famous Barnum and Bailey Circus. It's on at Canterbury's Marlowe Theatre until July the 4th.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, England play their final game before the Ashes tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, after winning the 1-day series, they're taking on New Zealand in a T20 at Old Trafford. Kent's Sam Billings is due to be in the England starting 11 and says he's enjoyed playing against the tourists.
It's very competitive but fair, and I think it's a credit to them as blokes. They definitely don't want to lose, and yeah, it's been a fantastic series. I think it's a great advert for international cricket around the world.
Play's due to get underway at 6:30. Elsewhere, Paris has officially launched its bid to host the Olympics and Paralympics in 2024, saying it'll excite, unite and enthuse the French capital. Should the city win, it would hold the event on the 100th anniversary of the last Games to be staged in Paris. So far, Rome, Hamburg and Boston are the other confirmed contenders. The winning bid will be announced in 2017. And it's the first of 5 days of swimming at the European Games in Baku. Team GB's squad for the sport is under strength, but there are still medal chances. Highly rated 16-year-old Georgia Coates goes in the 100 metres freestyle semi-finals and the 100 metres individual medley, which has its final later.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.